Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
A couple years ago, there was a lot of talk about another receiver, Debo, and I said the same thing, but with B.A., you know, B.A., I've communicated on a couple occasions, on many occasions, our wish, and our wish is that he's here and a part of the Niners for the rest of his career. You know, we're working through that, and, you know, as such, I was a player once, and I never liked my business being out in the public, and so I'm going to respect that. I'm not going to speak for their side. I can say we're having good talks, and I'm just going to leave it at that, and we'll focus on the draft here today.
That's John Lynch, GM of the 49ers, on Brandon Ayuk. B.A. Other famous B.A.s. There's B.A. Baracus, Brandon Ayuk, and I don't know. Is there
who? B.A. who?
Mr. T.
Oh.
In the A-team. That was his name.
I only know him as Mr. T.
Well, yeah. Joe Marino on the Western Hotline. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Jeremy. That's a great question, or a good answer for a question you asked me over the summer. You think you had a radio show on it talking about Pee Wee Herman and if anyone actually knew his name. And there's another great answer for you. Mr. T, who knew that his name wasn't actually Mr. T?
Yeah. Do we know
B.A. Baracus was his character name in the A-team, is what I'm saying. His actual name.
Oh, see, I didn't even realize that either until the second.
His actual name, that's a good question. I don't know that, but it's out there. We'll find it. Joe, good morning. It's the day before the draft, and, you know, we're getting down to it. Are you ready?
Yes, I am absolutely ready. I finished my last evaluation on Monday morning, and as soon as I was done, I'm like, get the draft here. Normally, I want as much time as possible because it's a lot of work to evaluate these players, and I appreciate all the time available to me to get it done. But when I was done evaluating players, I'm like, okay, can we just get to the start of this draft?
So the Bills have 10 picks. Joe Marino joining us on the Western Hotline of the Locked On Bills podcast, Locked On NFL Scouting podcast. We talk on Wednesdays, and 10 picks. Mission is what? Big picture, down to as small as you want to make it. The spots that Brandon Bean going in, you know, we don't know how the board will fall, but we do know maybe the Bills should have a couple of boxes to check. So box 1, 2, 3, what do you think they need to check?
Well, I think generally speaking, and I want to give credit to Chris Trapasso because he dropped this line on me last week. I had him on for an episode of Locked On Bills. And he said, you know, this draft is really about writing the next chapter of the Josh Allen era in Buffalo. You know, we've seen a mini roster reset in some areas, and I think it's time to consider this next nucleus and how potentially it can go further than the previous nucleus did with Josh Allen. And so I think as a central theme, that's what I'd be keeping in mind. Now, in terms of very specific boxes that I think they need to check, well, wide receiver, right? I think it's the most glaring hole on the team. I think they need to come away with probably two that you feel good about rostering and giving some targets to as rookies. I think that you want to come away from this draft with some help for your defensive line. I think that you have room for impact there, both on the inside and on the outside. And then for that third thing, I think they need to get a meaningful running back contributor. They have James Cook. They have Ty Johnson. That's a pretty good pair. But I think James Cook is a good player, but I think there's some missing components to his skill set that I think you need to have complemented. And I think Ty Johnson's a fine depth player, but I think rounding out that running back room is another should be priority for the Bills. So other things, obviously safety, depth on the interior offensive line, I get all that stuff. But those are the three biggest things on my mind for the Bills entering this draft.
Let's go in order. For wide receiver, we've talked about this class over and over, lots of different ways. How about from a standpoint of players, as you scout them, you might think might be the most ready to contribute? And, you know, if you want to take the big three out of it because of the big move it would take, that's fine. But, you know, as I'm looking at Leggett, Mitchell, McConkey, Worthy, Franklin, Coleman, Pearsall, like, who are the guys you think are well-suited to come into this offense and convince the coaching staff that they deserve to get on the field? Because you know how it works with rookies and this team. There's an idea out there they don't go to rookies, but some rookies give them enough to show them they're worth it. So who are the names at receiver you think fit that mold?
Yeah, that's such an interesting layer to look at this, especially if you talk about the Bills as a team that could trade up for a wide receiver. And then, all right, well, what do the expectations become then? Which maybe we'll get to in a second. That's not what you asked me. I think if you very specifically, the receiver that would be able to come in and do the things to be successful in this offense, I don't know, the name that comes to mind for me is Ricky Pearsall out of Florida. I think just as a route runner, inside, outside, his ability to get open, consistent hands, like those are the things that's going to inspire playing time. And I think he's played for a lot of different offensive systems throughout his time in college where he was at Arizona State and Florida. And through that lens, I don't know that he's going to be a Bill. I don't know that he makes sense for them at 28. Probably more of an early second-round player. The Bills don't really have an early second-round pick unless they trade back. But for the specific answer to that question, I think Ricky Pearsall, outside of those top three, is that guy that screams, okay, this guy can come in and do the things the Bills are going to want to get playing time.
How about guys, you know, you mentioned the trade-up scenario, and that wasn't the specific question, but throw the answer to what that might be for you.
Well, so that's where it gets interesting for me, because I do believe that it's well within the realm of possibilities that the Bills move up for a wide receiver. And I think Benjamin Albright kind of putting that out there or affirming that yesterday says a lot. I think I don't really remember many people that have really scooped the Bills with any level of consistency, particularly when it comes to the draft, but maybe Benjamin Albright has kind of been that guy. And so I'm very inclined to believe that, you know, there is some merit to the Bills moving up. It certainly matches their tendencies. And so what's interesting is if they do move up, and I don't know if they get into the top 10 for Odunze, or if it's, you know, getting to like 12 with Denver for to get Brian Thomas Jr., you know, you're probably talking about giving up a second first round pick to go get him, your 2025 first round pick. And I'm sure that extra two is already burning a hole in Brandon Bean's pocket next year, right? He loves to trade. And so if they do that, which I'm sure you guys would probably be pretty excited about that. Mm-hmm. What is the expectation come for that guy? Like, yeah. To me, this guy needs to be a problem for the NFL quickly. Like, you need to be able to provide a big-time answer and a matchup problem and a guy that is just an absolute nightmare for other teams to defend if you're going to have two first-round picks invested into this player while you're amid a roster reset and you want to have as much ammunition as possible to round out this roster. So, I think it's possible he goes and gets somebody. And if he does, I think the expectations for that player become very, very high.
What is Thomas for you on?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That, like, if they moved up for him, or even he falls to 28, is he... I think earlier in the draft process, I saw the word project attached to him, but I haven't seen that much lately. Is he someone you would expect just jumps in and produces if he ends up being their guy?
Well, Brian Thomas, I think, matches this offense and Josh Allen really well in some ways, because if he does give you that explosive dynamic down the field. His ability to run by people and get behind the secondary is really, really good. Plus, he does that with some size, and he tracks the ball well down the field. And then you kind of think about the fit with Josh Allen, and Josh Allen is an off-script quarterback, and Brian Thomas does well with that. Jaden Daniels, very much an off-script quarterback at LSU. So those components should be really, really strong. Where I think it's probably fair to invoke that there's some project-y to Brian Thomas is that he needs to prove himself in the short to intermediate areas. You know, he wasn't asked to run a lot of different routes at LSU. Jaden Daniels is a great deep ball thrower, and that's just kind of how they used him, and it made sense. Well, for him to be a volume guy in the NFL, you got to be able to win at all three levels. And so you would feel like he's got the size and athleticism and flexibility to develop those skills, but I don't think you can watch his tape in college and feel like when he was asked to win in the short to intermediate areas that he was very successful. Look at I would go back to watch Missouri and Alabama. Those are the two games where I think you can kind of see what I'm talking about. Where that has to develop. So can he come in and produce? Yes, in some ways. Do I think he's an immediate, target hog for this offense? I think that's probably more of a year two, year three thing.
Joe Marino, Locked On Bills podcast, Locked On NFL Scouting. Defensive line, it's not said to be, Joe, nearly as deep as the receiver class, and that can lead you to take one in the first round if one of the right guys falls. If you're doing tiers of defensive linemen, who are the names you like at 28? You can make that edge or defensive tackle. Yeah. If they're there, it's the right tier to make the receiver pick wait.
Yeah, it's a good question. And I'm nervous that any of these players is going to be there. So, of course, the top four edge rushers, Leitu, Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, Chop Robinson, I think they trump wide receiver, maybe not every wide receiver. If Brian Thomas is there, I think you would pick him at 28. I would pick Xavier Leggett at 28. Maybe you would lean into Chop Robinson over. I would understand that. And then the top two defensive tackles, Byron Murphy, I think he's probably going in the top 10. Look for Chicago to be in play for him. And then Johnny Newton out of Illinois, does he get past Miami? I think that's probably the landing spot for him is, they're looking to retool that defensive line. So if one of those defensive linemen were there, I think that moves the needle. But I am not very confident that any of them get to 28.
Yeah. Before we get to running back, on Leggett, we just learned that the Bills had a private meeting with him. Tom Pelissero reported that he had private meetings with a lot of teams, Leggett. So he's on a lot of radars. And I know you've mentioned him as your receiver for the South Carolina receiver. To the running backs, it's almost like I'm getting your derby picks, right? I've got your one, your favorite, your middle, and your long shot. So, okay, running backs, fourth round, fifth round, guys that maybe fit the bill, some names for Bills fans to keep an eye on that would be good value in that spot. I mean, we could include the third round. The Bills just don't have a pick at this point. So, day three running backs that might fit the bill.
Yeah, I think there's a couple that make a lot of sense to me. Audric Estime out of Notre Dame. What do you have, 29 touchdowns over the last two seasons? You're not drafting him for his explosive playmaking, but 5'11", 222 pounds. Very good downhill runner, runs behind his pads, patient. I think you think about what this backfield needs. It is physicality, downhill ability, and pass pro. I think he checks all those boxes. And, of course, you love the short yardage. 29 touchdowns over the last 2 years, that says a lot. And over 4 yards after contact per rush. So that's kind of the mold of back, I think, that makes sense for the Bills. The other one I really like is Kamani Vidal out of Troy. ton of production in college, and dense build, wins between the tackles. He can catch, he can pass block. I think those guys both make sense to me. There's other backs that I like, but what kept on being disappointing was like the ball security issues that some of these guys have, like a Marshawn Lloyd out of USC just can't stop fumbling. You know, Braylon Allen, I was really underwhelmed with that tape out of Wisconsin. I thought he would be a nice prototype for the Bills, but you know, kind of switched to this more zone-oriented offense this past year, and I just thought he struggled. I think his stop-start and his ability to get width and cuts is just very elongated and slow, and he fumbles. So I just didn't love that tape. So even like Jalen Wright out of Tennessee, like explosive physical runner, but stop fumbling the ball, man. So that's a big deal for me with running backs. Like, you can't fumble. And I thought some of the guys that I really wanted to like either had some missing links to their skill set or just had ball security issues.
I saw you had Trey Benson, the number one running back on your big board, which I think a lot of people do. And he was one of the Bills' top 30 visits. So that's different than what we just talked about, right? Like day three, like that's almost certainly round two, is it, you think?
Yeah, Trey Benson's a stud. I don't fall in love with running backs very often. And I want to be careful because I'm not like going to risk it all to go get Trey Benson. But I don't know if I'd be upset if he was the pick at 60. I just think he's such a good player. Size, 6'2", 16, ran 4.39. He's explosive. His acceleration is really big time. Kind of that Breece Hall type ability to accelerate. He catches the ball. Low mileage on the tires. I think he has just like a little over 300 career touches. Never fumbled the ball one time. I think he's got big play ability, but also like can grind out tough yards as well. I don't know how into the run game the Bills want to get, but if they're real serious about it, they wanted to have some thunder to go with the lightning of James Cook, Trey Benson's a stud. And yeah, you're right. The Bills did have him in for a pre-draft visit. My number one back for sure.
All right. Very good, Joe Marino. Joe, thanks again. Enjoy the draft. And congratulations as well.
Congrats, man.
To you and the family welcoming your second child, your daughter. So best of luck with the new workload and, you know, some post-draft downtime maybe.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We got a great support system here. So big shout out to my in-laws. They're amazing. And my wife, she's incredible as well. So able to allow me to do all this work.
Very good. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk after the draft.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Joe Marino, Locked On Bills podcast, Locked On NFL Scouting podcast as well. Good stuff in there. He still is Leggett wide receiver 4.
Yes. Yes,
he
does.
Sources, we made some moves on our wide receiver big board in here. After getting bullied for not having Troy Franklin and Jalen Polk, I reached back out to the big board maker. I had meant to get Troy Franklin and did, and now Jalen Polk is on the big board as well. Bringing our wide receiver big board to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15.
15.
15 wide receivers on this big board that we're bringing to our draft party at Resurgence.
They will end up with one of these 15 names.
Yes. Yes, they will.
Or we riot.
They will end up
or
with,
we riot.
With one of these 15 names, and we will pull the name off this wide receiver big board and just send it to Canton just to get ready. Just yes. Hold on to this.
Right. Right, we're going to have to figure out what to do with this after.
I don't know. We get it ready for next
year. There's got to be a Hall of Fame or a museum that's going to want it.
803-0550 if you'd like to join us. Sal at 8:30. His first mock draft is up at our website. No trades, just stick and pick. Will the Bills do at 28? Listen up at 8:30 or check our website, WGR550.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears?
Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.